Like many U.S. shopping malls, suburban Detroit's Fair Lane Shopping Center attracts large crowds of young people during the summer months. Mall manager Catherine O'Malley says some days are busier than others.
We would see numbers anywhere from about 2,000 to 25 to 3,000 youngsters.
The influx of youthful shoppers results in higher sales for certain items, but some retailers say the throngs of teens can be disruptive. Shopkeeper Sharita Wright says the kids are cutting into sales and bothering her customers.
Noise making, profanity, which was a bother too. A lot of older couples, mall walkers, you know, just people who actually want to shop.
Retailers also complain there have been problems with shoplifting and security. So now many malls, including some of America's biggest, are imposing curfews on unchaperoned teenagers, something that has met with surprising and welcome results. Joe Castaldo manages a shopping mall in New York.
Instead of kids coming in unattended and maybe spending $15 or $20, they are now coming with their parents, and the same stores are seeing sales of $70 and $80 because their parents are with them.
Across the U.S., there are already more than 100 shopping malls with some form of curfew in effect, and that number is growing. At Michigan's Fairlane, the number of seniors strolling through the mall has doubled since the curfew went into effect. And other mall operators say they are now seeing better sales. Still, there remains one group that finds the curfews objectionable, the teenagers themselves. George Dwyer, VOA News.